Press record, and then I also have to give you the statement. Say, the key objective of this interview is to serve as a research tool to document memories of the American chestnut. Information obtained in these interviews will be retained and made available for further use in efforts to promote a better understanding of the role of the American chestnut. Have you signed the identification or participant identification and release agreements?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. So now tell me exactly what you just told, and make sure you include who you are and where you're from.
My name's Harold Kemp. I was born in 1937 in Smith County, Tennessee, which is county seat is Carthage, Tennessee. It's about 60 miles east of Nashville. I was raised about halfway between Carthage and Red Bull and Springs, Tennessee, in a little community called Pleasant Shade. And as a child, as a young man or young boy growing up in the 40s, we didn't have any television or anything of those. I had to entertain myself in the woods. So I was trapping for mink and muskrats down on the creek and up on the hill, and sometimes I'd catch a coon down around the creek. Up on the hills, I was looking for foxes and possums and whatever I could find. And the woods had all these old big dead trees in them. And they fascinated me, these great big old ghosts. So I asked my granddaddy, I'd start talking to him about him. His name was Jeff Kemp. He served in the state legislature in Tennessee. And I remember the last, at one time, was 47 to 49 or something. But anyway, he would tell me about these trees. And he said when he was a young man, he was born in 1881. When he was a young man, he and his daddy and his brother cut one. Took them 3 days to cut it just had one axe and one old saw. And he said when they got it down, he could lay down on a stump. And he was 6'6" tall, and was a foot hanging off on either side of it. So the trees just always fascinated me. I never saw a live one. They were all dead. There would be some sprouts and things, but they'd just die. So in 1990, I got a hold of a copy of National Geographic, and there was an article in it about the American Chestnut Society trying to bring them back. So I'd always been fascinated with them. So I immediately contacted those people, and I joined, and I've been a member ever since. And I guess that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Sounds good. So if you had to point to one thing that motivated you to get involved, what would it be?
Well, it was all those old big dead trees that was in the woods when I was a kid. Now, down here where I live was in the Cumberland Valley. I was raised down in the Cumberland Valley. But the ridges above us was up on the Highland Rim. So we were down here, we were about 450 foot above sea level. When you got up there, you was 900 to 1,000 feet above sea level. Up on the ridges were where all these big trees were, all these old big dead trees snagged. And then during the 40s, while the World War II was going on, they got to cutting those things, and they called it, I can't think of what they called it, but they would cut it. Was dyewood, they called it dyewood. And now I guess it was, I had no idea what it was, but the loggers would come through and cut those, and they said it was making stuff to dye the clothes for the Army soldier boys. I don't know if that's true or not, but there was a lot of it. They cut about all of them and hauled them off, all little big snags.
Sounds good. That wasn't painful, was it?